Spurs coach Greg Popovich claims woke ain't bad. By Warner Todd Houston on January 17, 2024. One of the NBA's most extreme, left-wing coaches, the San Antonio Spurs' Greg Popovich, took a few moments to praise being woke on Martin Luther King Jr. Day with a rant against Republicans before the Spurs met the Atlanta Hawks. Popovich, who is loudly in favor of every far-left shibboleth one might name, went on a rant about the non-existent book bans that liberals accuse Republicans of engaging in and insisted that his job is not to just serve as a basketball coach but to teach his young players about history, Fox News reported. These days and in our situation for a long time, we've gotten a lot more satisfaction out of our jobs in San Antonio, Popovich bloviated. And I think that's gone across the league as time has gone on. By making sure we're spending time with the players with lessons in history about people, about events, things that have happened, because I think it's been missed to a great degree. The white coach then invoked the experiences of his black friends. I mean, even black friends that I know would say, I didn't know such and such until I was 32 years old. Well, it didn't get taught to any of us, black or white, for a very long time. So, it's not a surprise. Popovich then went into the mythical book banning he imagines that Republicans support. But now that we have this book banning culture rising up, it has to be fought because if we don't fight it, if we don't inform, if we don't teach off-the-court basketball stuff, it doesn't mean much. But off the court, it's important because there's a void there, and it's an intentional void at this point. There are no book bans in the United States. Schools refusing to shelve inappropriately sexualized material and gay porn in grade school libraries is not at all the same thing as a book ban. The books grooming small children for gay sexual contact are still available at any online retailer or bookstore, even in the areas where those same books were removed from children's libraries. Then Popovich objected to people using the word woke as an insult. So, we can't let it become normal. When it becomes normal, then we have real problems, the coach exclaimed. And I think that's the goal in a lot of ways, to change the status quo of so-called woke. Woke ain't bad. Woke means you're alive. It means you're paying attention. Now, some people can overdo it in a certain degree in a certain way. But in general, woke should be a positive term. Capping off Popovich's plaintive plea to normalize extremist leftism, the Spurs lost to the Hawks 109-99. And while the Spurs may be well-trained in wokeism, they seem less adept at basketball. This season, they have lost a whopping 32 games and only won 7. The Spurs are currently one of the worst teams in the NBA, with only the Detroit Pistons having lost more games. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.